First, we're 1 week out from Black Friday, when retailers usually start some of their biggest sales of the year, and hundreds of people line up to crowd into stores and snag what's on their gift list. At least that was before 2020. In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, things are looking a little different. Major retailers are making changes to both the in-person aspect of Black Friday shopping and the kinds of deals they're offering online and in stores. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you usually a big holiday Black Friday shopper? How are you changing your plans this year? Are you opting for some online shopping instead of heading to the store? Have you done some shopping earlier than usual, taking advantage of some of those early deals going on? Has this year forced you to cut back on spending? Maybe skip those purchases and wait until next year. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Hart Posen is a professor of management and human resources at the UW School of Business. Hart, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Well, Hart, in a normal year, I know 1 week out from Black Friday, you'd usually be calling in from a department store parking lot. You'd have your tent, a week's worth of rations. You'd be first in line for the big deals. Not happening this year?
Not happening for most of us this year, that's for sure. You know, this year, Black Friday and the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is going to be very, very different.
And a lot of stores, Hart, I understand, have started Black Friday early, even as early as October with some of their sales, right? What's going on?
Well, you know, it became very apparent by the time fall started, or even in summer, that there was no chance that the holiday season in 2020 was going to look like it did in 2019. So many, almost all the big retailers had started planning for this change, really struggling to figure out what are they going to do? How are they going to recreate the normal excitement that they're able to generate starting, you know, with Black Friday in 2020? And we'll see how it turns out in the next few days, right?
What kind of strategies are you seeing from stores, you know, places with actual physical stores so far to try to negotiate what you're talking about?
Well, you know, for any of the national players or the big players, right, this is less about stores, or at least not as much about stores, as it is the way they blend in the online with the store, right? Because we will not have a Black Friday where the aisles of the stores are overcrowded, where there's no room to move, where people are grabbing for scarce items. It simply won't look like that. So the big thing is how will online be used? How will they connect it to stores with things like curbside pickup? And will they be able to generate the same kind of excitement?
We talked earlier this year, Hart, during the pandemic, about more people turning to online purchases, maybe people who aren't usually the demographic who would do that. Do you think that's something we're going to see a lot of during holiday purchasing?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Depending on the data you look at, you know, I think one survey I saw recently suggested that upwards of 45% of shoppers intend to carry out a majority of their holiday shopping online this year. That's quite that's a big increase over past years, and of course it reflects the fact that it's a lot more work to go to stores. It's a lot less fun than it used to be, but it also reflects the fact that retailers every holiday season are getting better at using apps, using websites to engage consumers.
For the parts of shopping that are still going to be in-store, as you said, it's not going to be those crowded, everybody rushing in the door when they open up early on Black Friday or on Thanksgiving, for that matter. How are stores trying to sell themselves as safe experiences this year for those customers who do want to come in and browse a little bit, hopefully in a not too crowded store?
You know, most retailers since we started allowing retailers to reopen, most of them have clearly posted capacity limits for their stores. Most of them have someone at the front to make sure people are coming in wearing masks. Most of them have stations where you can clean your hands, etc. I think, you know, when the reopening first happened, they were actually counting customers to make sure they didn't go over those capacity limits. That's been relaxed of late. But of course, with the current upswing in COVID cases, you know, Walmart has announced that they will go back to counting and limiting the number of people in their stores. And, you know, I think this opens up an opportunity, right? From how do you deal with lines that might emerge? How do you keep customers engaged in line with your brand, with your store, so they don't leave to go somewhere else? So this is all possible. The other thing you mentioned was opening on Thanksgiving, and I think that's gone this year. I think most of the big national retailers will be closed on Thanksgiving for the first time in a long time. That list includes Walmart, Target, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy. They're all closing for Thanksgiving this year.
We're talking to Hart Posen from the UW School of Business, looking at how the pandemic has affected holiday shopping this year. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What are you doing differently this year? Are you usually a Black Friday customer? How are you changing things up? Have you made a switch to online? Are you trying to support local businesses, maybe with a curbside pickup? Do you run a store? Do you own a store or work at a retail store? What's happening at your location? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's take a step back. Hart, retail is a big business. It employs a lot of people. How important is this holiday season to the year-end balance for retail stores?
It's super important. You can't say that. You can't say that enough. You know, the history of the language, right? Black Friday, in the way it's used now, is usually meant to at least symbolize the end of the part of the year in which businesses are in the red, which in an accounting sense represents a loss, and move into the black, which is a profit. And clearly for many retailers, but not all, this has been a very, very challenging year. And so, you know, I think what we've seen is that consumer spending in the U.S. has been reasonably resilient during COVID. But this year, more than ever, this time is important to them.
I've seen some analysis, Hart, suggesting that we're going to maybe be buying different stuff than we usually do. Maybe because people aren't traveling, they're going to put their money into things around the house. If it's for the kids, things that are going to keep kids entertained for a long time, maybe some willingness to spend a little more on things like that. But those little things you might pick up while browsing a store might take a hit. What are you watching for the choices people are making and what they buy?
You're absolutely right. With travel down substantially from prior years, and particularly sort of the discretionary travel, the holiday travel, this shifts actually some buying power away from travel and to other things. And that might be a new television. It might be things to make the household experience better, warmer, more entertaining. I also think that it's likely, you know, your comment suggested it's likely to hit those kinds of retailers that rely on us coming in for one thing and picking up something else. And I think this is exactly right. And, you know, the best online retailers have tried to recreate that in their app. You know, you go to the Amazon app and they're always making suggestions, not just, you know, to try and engage interest in other products that you might not have come to look for. And some retailers online are getting very, very good at this, but not everyone is. You know, I think the other part of it is the way we shop for Christmas, I think, changes as it moves online. You know, gone now, at least for this year, the day where you go to the mall or you go to the store and you walk around to see what to find what your, you know, what might be interesting, mm-hmm. to discover something. And that discovery is much harder to do now.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Cyril is with us in Madison. Cyril, hi.
Hi there. I just wanted to, my memory kind of clicked, and it seems like at least last year and maybe the year before, they had Black Fridays a week or maybe even 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, especially at places like Menards and those type of home improvement stores, because along with retail stores, because they last year were not anticipating a large profit margin, and so they would start it early for the same reason that now they're going to do it this year. I mean, it's almost like Christmas in July.
Cyril, thanks a lot for that call. There has been that kind of, I guess, mission creep heart where people are like, well, maybe if I get in before Black Friday, my store gets in before Black Friday, we could tap into some of the sales. Have we seen hints of this in years past, as Cyril says?
Absolutely. You know, we've seen the start date for holiday sales moving earlier and earlier every year. You know, even this notion of Black Friday, though, is itself not that old, at least in its modern sense, right? We don't really start to think of it in its modern sense till the 80s and 90s. And then we've seen a steady progression to earlier and earlier opening times for Black Friday, then staying open on Thanksgiving itself, and then sales moving, creeping up earlier than Thanksgiving. You know, we tend to see this as retail competition gets tougher. Firms feel the need to get out ahead, particularly these days. You know, there's sort of this tension between those firms that are really good at doing online kinds of things and those firms that still depend heavily, more heavily on brick and mortar alone, whose online experience isn't nearly as positive. Those folks really have to struggle to get you off your sofa and out of your house today to get you into the store. It's unlikely that's going to stop.
Thanks for that call, Cyril. We're talking to Hart Posen, professor of management and human resources at the UW School of Business, looking at Black Friday sales and how they're looking much different this year. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is looking different in your holiday shopping plans? Are you switching from in-store to online or shopping stores but doing curbside? Have you already done a lot of your holiday shopping? What kinds of things are sounding like good gifts to you this year? What questions do you have about all this? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with Hart Posen, professor at the UW School of Business, looking at how Black Friday is changing this year and maybe permanently in the future. We'll take your calls at 800-642-1234. What is different about your holiday shopping this year, if anything? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's go back to our callers now. Katie is with us in Burlington. Katie, hi.
Hi. You know, when you first started this conversation, I thought about calling in and I was going to say, well, we're not going to buy anything. We're giving money to charity this year. But now I'm feeling guilty about that. I thought I was doing the right thing. But and what I've been doing during this pandemic is, like, if I go to a restaurant and do carryout, I give them a really big tip. You know, just trying to do it that way. We go out to we get stuff more. Mm-hmm. But and it's not that I've stopped buying stuff. But I'm not spending as much money, and I can't just buy stuff for the sake of buying it. We don't sure. need anything. So that's Katie, a tough one. I want to support them, but.
I gotcha, Katie. Thanks a lot for calling in, and I don't think you need to feel guilty about giving to charity at all. But Hart, do we see consumers like Katie rethinking their priorities in this weird year? Maybe thinking, I don't need this stuff. Maybe I'll give to a needy cause in this time of indeed great need.
You know, I think that's absolutely right. The, you know, Katie, you know, said she, when she goes someplace and picks up pizza, she leaves a you know, a bigger tip than she would ever have left in the past. And I'm with her. We do very similar things. I do think it has us rethinking our priorities. I think hopefully those of us who can afford to are in fact giving more to charity. At the same time, our economy depends, is so dependent on retail sales and consumer demand not to make it sound as if you're doing your part for the economy by consuming, but when you buy pizza from a local pizza restaurant, you are doing something for the economy in a very important sense.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Hannah now in Madison. Hannah, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to add a comment to the conversation about retail workers for large corporations specifically, and how, you know, COVID, like the previous caller said, is having us shift our priorities, and how it essentially took a pandemic. It likely to see workers have holidays off, retail workers specifically. You know, so many of them are forced to work through the night without extra pay, without an option of taking the day off. And so this might be the first time ever for a lot of them in their work life that they can actually spend time not working on a holiday.
Hannah, thanks a lot for that call. Yeah, Hart, can you talk about the impact on workers at stores maybe having that Thanksgiving off and not having to work the crazy overnight shifts around Black Friday?
Well, I'm sure there's still going to be some overnight shifts, but sure. You're right. The big players like Walmart, Target, Kohl's are not going to open on Thanksgiving. Now, you know, I think this is the right thing to do for workers. It's not clear to me that that's why the big retailers are necessarily doing it, but I do think it has this this side benefit. But, you know, there is the bigger question of sort of the bargaining power and ability of workers in that context to demand better wages and better working conditions. This is a broader question, and clearly their ability to bargain has declined over the last couple of decades. But I think COVID has made the challenges of being in that position much more salient to many of us. And I think that's important.
Hannah, thanks for the call. Tom joins us next in Buffalo County. Tom, hi.
Hello. Yeah, my concern, or what I was thinking about, is I live in a small town, and we have gift shops, you know, these small gift shops that operate in almost every small town throughout Wisconsin. And I just see them as really being going to have a tough time this year. I'm wondering your thoughts on that.
Hart, what do you think? The small gift stores around the state.
Yeah, you know, this is exactly right. Many of these businesses were having a tough time as it was before COVID, right? You know, what we've come to think about is retail these days, big retail, figuring out how to use online and in-store in a complementary manner to really keep us engaged. And, you know, a small mom-and-pop gift store in a small town neither has the resources nor capabilities to engage in that way. I guess the question they need to think about as small retailers, and we want to keep them, right? We want to keep those in our downtowns. It is, what can they do that is different from what the Targets are doing, or the Kohl's are doing, or the others are doing? They provide a very different service. And thinking about that, I think, would help. You know, I think about how many small businesses responded to COVID in general. Some responded so positively. They were so aggressive in how they managed to change what they did to continue to serve their customers, and others that didn't. And so, you know, at least in part, some of the outcome that we'll observe will be a function of those who were able to try and change as a consequence.
Thanks a lot for that call. Hart, I want to look to the future now. And we've talked before about, you know, with the rise of Amazon, what's the future of brick and mortar in-store retail, or hybrid in-store and online? Now there's COVID sending a lot more people online. What are you watching for with the future? Are we going to, in a hopefully soon post-COVID era, want to rush back into stores?
Oh, you know, I think one of the most striking things about the last I don't even know how many months is it now? 7, 8 months.
Yeah.
Is our tremendous desire to want to go to stores, not just to buy, but because it is a social and community thing that we want to be there. You know, I remember when in Madison, when Costco reopened after the shutdown, and simply going there, we didn't talk to anybody, but just simply going there and shopping with others around, there is tremendous pleasure we get from that. And it's easy to forget that we actually want that. You know, I always think about, why do we go to restaurants when we could always have gotten takeout? We go to restaurants because we like the social environment. And for me, COVID has made that so salient. And my hope is that that particularly the smaller retailers, the local restaurants, understand that and figure out how to capitalize on the fact that we really do want to go and engage socially in these contexts.
Hart, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully we'll get to see each other in person in the studio at some point.
Yes, we'll have that social connection again, Hart. Good to talk to you.
We will.
That was Hart Posen, Professor of Management and Human Resources at the UW School of Business. He joined us today to talk about COVID-19 and how it's making retailers rethink Black Friday and holiday shopping, and how they're going to market holiday shopping in the future. Still time for you to share your thoughts. Let us know how you are shopping. Tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas at WPR.org if you own or work in one of those smaller retail stores around the state. Love to hear how you're doing. Share your story. Email ideas at WPR.org.